Chapter 3. Home, Chaotic Home.
Thanks, Celestia! I never thought I'd get this dud off my hooves! Martingale let out a sigh of relief and smiled. I mean, this is a top-notch property, it is! Ahem! Bits or IOU? Discord asked, and dumped out his wallet onto the dying grass in the front yard. 3 pebbles, 7 candy wrappers, an old smelly boot, and a pack of spinach-flavored dental floss fell out.
Well, Barnett, no bits on me. IOU it is, chuckled Discord, leading the confused pony up the front walk and outside the picket fence. Not to worry, old chap. I've got stacks and stacks upon towers of them back in Chaosville. As soon as I pop back there to grab my essentials, you'll have it in your hot little hooves.
Martingale frowned.
But I only take bits. Be right back, sees.
The Draconicus disappeared with a loud pop. Martingale had barely registered what had happened before the beast reappeared once more. Only this time, a mountain of boxes labeled with the words New Ponyville House accompanied him. He sauntered past them and passed a slip of beet-juice-stained parchment to the pony.
What's this? Martingale began squinting as he read it aloud robotically. I, Discord, the most powerful and chaotic resident of Ponyville, owe you 1 unique payment of my choosing, payable upon my full satisfaction of the premises and experience here. Also, hey, wait right there!
Discord sing-songed as he wagged his pointy claw, magically zipping the lips of the stallion.
No arguing, random inconsequential pony!
Martingale tried to speak, but the words couldn't escape. He just sounded muffled and annoyed.
What's that? Teased Discord.
He held his lion's paw to his right ear and leaned down so that his deer antler almost brushed the pony's orange mane.
It's a deal! Great!
Discord pointed at the pony's foreleg, and he magically obeyed, lifting his hoof and pressing it to a tie-dyed rainbow ink pad. Martingale struggled against the spell, but he couldn't resist placing it on the contract. Discord smiled and swished his claw to the left through the air. Suddenly, his signature, resembling a tornado, appeared on the scroll as well.
Splendid!
A red sold sign swung down from the one sign that said for sale.
But I didn't want to make that deal.
Martingale's words spilled out of his mouth as soon as they were unzipped. He trotted up to Discord and shoved the parchment at him with a frown.
And you didn't even pay me. Then why did you agree to do business with me, silly fellow?
Martingale's eyes darted around in a panic as he searched for an answer that might not make the situation worse. But when he opened his mouth to speak, nothing came out.
Cat got your tongue again? Discord giggled.
He floated over a black and white kitty that was batting something small and pink around. Martingale galloped over, distraught.
Ma-ong!
Discord rolled his eyes and clapped his claw and paw together. The tongue was magically returned to Martingale's mouth.
Stop stealing my ability to speak, you beast!
Martingale stomped his yellow hoof into the dirt.
I should have never shown you any houses in Ponyville at all, not even this one. You just bring chaos everywhere you go.
Chaos? Moi? Discord batted his extra-large yellow eyes with mismatched red pupils. A glowing halo materialized above his horns.
When have I ever been involved in a thing like that?
The perpetual smirk on his lips couldn't hold itself back. The pony scoffed.
There's no way that this contract is legally binding. I'm taking this to the mayor.
Discord began to unpack his first box, labeled with a sticker that said, Left Socks and Kitchen Sinks.
Oh, goody. It'll save me the trouble of going over there. Tell her I can't wait until our bridge game on Thursday afternoon. I'm bringing the 7-layer bean dip.
Martingale grumbled something to himself as he trotted away toward Town Hall.
Toodles, do consider bringing back a noodle casserole to welcome me to the neighborhood,
Discord shouted with a gleeful smile. Then he turned on his hoof and surveyed his front lawn, beginning to visualize the improvements that needed to be made to the grounds. Soon things were looking much more haphazard and ugly, which was such a relief. Discord was proud of the purple and yellow zigzags he'd painted on the exterior, the collection of broken kitchen sinks now arranged in the front garden, and the variety of squeaks and creaks he'd added to the floor so that each step was a symphony of utter unpleasantness to the ears. Discord smiled to himself as he unpacked the last box containing a tea set that had been a heartwarming gift from Fluttershy. It was the only pretty thing he owned. In all honesty, he actually found it quite unsightly, but he cherished it because it represented his very first friend.
That reminds me, Discord mused. The only thing this house needs now is some pony to laugh and gossip with. Then it will be nauseatingly perfect.
He snapped his claws and teleported to a familiar little cottage on the outskirts of Ponyville.
Oh, Fluttershy!
He called out, skipping toward the door and causing all the tiny birds to fly away in surprise.
You'll never guess who just moved to Ponyville.
He knocked on the door three times, but there was no answer. So he kicked down the door.
It's me! Now your best pal Discord is only a hop, skip, and a jump away from you at all times.
But no pony replied. In fact, it was completely dark inside. A basket of sleeping kittens stretched themselves awake, and a pair of ferrets came out of a small toy tunnel and yawned.
Ah, of course! It's afternoon nap time for the critters. Fluttershy always goes out then so she doesn't disturb them.
Discord scratched his white goatee in deep thought.
Where could that little winged lemon drop be today?
A door swung open, and Angel Bunny appeared, looking nothing short of annoyed. He frowned and thrust out his tiny white paw at the massive intruder, shoving a colorful piece of paper into Discord's left goat's hoof.
What's this, my fretful, furry, fair-weathered friend?
Discord's eyes quickly scanned the page.
Fluttershy's at the auditions for the Ponyville Player Spring Musical?
Discord's eyes grew wide.
That's my cue!
Angel Bunny crossed his arms over his chest and hopped onto a big red button that slammed the door right in Discord's face.
Well, that was quite rude. Bad bunny!
Discord sent a zap of magic through the window that caused Angel's legs to grow as tall as a giraffe's. Discord chuckled as he watched the bunny wobble around in confusion and then changed him back to normal again. It was an old trick, but a classic one.
It feels so strange to be living in Ponyville, Discord marveled as he floated off toward the theater. But I think I can make it work.
He spent the rest of the trip thinking of all the delicious ways that one might cause mischief during a stage production. There were far too many to count, which was just the right number for him.